This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The National Transportation Safety Board says that a broken rail likely caused Sunday's deadly train derailment on I-25 near Pueblo. Retired locomotive engineer Bruce Barrett stresses the importance of a thorough investigation.
As people, we have to understand that they need to get to the bottom of what happened so that they can have lessons learned.
Investigators now focusing on what caused the rail to break and why it wasn't detected before that derailment. Several train cars fell off the track over a bridge that collapsed onto the highway and a semi-truck below, killing the driver, spilling coal onto the roadway.
Traffic is still being impacted with this extended closure. KRDO News Radio's Carolyn Felling has continuing coverage from I-25 at the Pinion exit.
Drivers going southbound are still being diverted off the interstate here at the old Pinion truck stop, so they can take Overton Road into Pueblo. And on the other side, drivers are getting back on the road after being diverted way back in Pueblo. Throughout the day yesterday, this spot was a steady but slow crawl of cars and trucks. Last night, this was also the scene of a bad crash. Heavy volume of traffic may have been a contributing factor that led to that crash on the north end of the I-25 closure. Two people were sent to the hospital via helicopter, but CDOT has stressed that the safer route is to take Highway 115 through Penrose, where traffic in both directions has been flowing a lot better.
CDOT Region 2 Communications Manager Amber Shipley yesterday on KRDO News Radio saying even though the cleanup is set to wrap up soon, there's still going to be extended concerns.
Once all that's done, which the BNSF anticipated a full 48 hours, 2 days to get that completed, then we will have to assess, CDOT personnel will have to assess the road base to determine what damage has been done, what repairs can be made in a quick fashion that'll also make our traveling public safe to go across it.
Governor Polis announced just recently that southbound I-25 should be reopened today, although no exact time frame has been provided on that. We're working to get that information for you. Northbound traffic expected to open tomorrow.
The investigation is ongoing after a devastating fire inside a Colorado Springs auto body shop. The fire started yesterday afternoon. This is a follow-up to a story we brought you on KRDO's Afternoon News at 4:40 in an auto body shop near Circle and Hancock on the southeast side of town. Colorado Springs firefighters fought that fire for about 2 hours as concerns grew over the hazardous chemicals inside. Ashley Franco with the Colorado Springs Fire Department said that paint and other materials continue to fuel the flames, giving firefighters a bit of trouble while putting it out.
Those can be concerning just because of what's inside of them. So the gas that's inside the car, some of the, you know, the oil, the paint cans that are inside the repair shops.
Multiple people in the area of the shops reported two loud explosions before smoke began billowing out of the garage. There are no reports of injuries to firefighters or anyone else. Colorado Springs Fire says multiple investigators are looking into what caused that fire. And finally, almost 200 decomposed bodies were removed from the Colorado Funeral Home. Fremont County Coroner's Randy Keller previously stated when the investigation began that his goal is to make sure that everybody is treated with respect while getting answers for families impacted by the discovery.
This case is my office's highest priority, and we will do all within our statutory authority and assessing every resource available for the resolution that you deserve.
The Fremont County Sheriff's Office originally thought 115 set of remains were improperly stored at the Return to Nature Funeral Home in Penrose, but now say at least 189 were removed.
A bit cooler as you step out the door. 71, the anticipated high in the spring. 73 in Pueblo. Could get gusty at times, generally 10 to 20 mile per hour gusts from the north. Can't be ruled out. Otherwise, plenty of sunshine, dry conditions. We're actually warm. By tomorrow, we could break 80 degrees once again in the springs. Mid-80s in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rock.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.